This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. You know, I'm excited because I've just been previewing what's going to play on the radio today, and this gets me excited. You're going to hear now. We're in this series here in the Gospel of Mark. We're wrapping it up here today. We're going to hear, this is part two now, this message from Mark chapter 16. Now, today, we're going to be on the road to Emmaus. We're going to follow as the Lord Jesus starts walking alongside two of his disciples, and he's going to take them to school. When these guys didn't understand about the Messiah, they thought it was him, but they didn't understand that he suffered. They didn't understand that he died. And he's going to take them to school, open up their eyes about what the scripture says of the Messiah when he gets here. This is what we're looking at. The Lord Jesus on the road to Emmaus. This is part two. This sermon will wrap up tomorrow. Now, if you like what you hear, write to me at Paul at WMIEFM.com, and I'll send you the CD. I'll mail it to you. Like what you hear, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church and worship with us. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. We're starting a brand new series for 8 weeks starting Sunday night, taught by a brother at our church, Bill Steinbrook, and the series is a look at the Reformation. 8 weeks from 6 to around 7:30. Love to see you. Wednesday nights, we're starting a brand new book, 2 Peter, on Wednesday night. Once that's done, we'll be in the book of Revelation for a year, verse by verse through Revelation. In the meantime now, let's get into part two of this message from Mark chapter 16 and Luke chapter 24. So just give it up and go back doing what you were doing before when I owned you in my back pocket. When he owned Peter in his back pocket, he was fishing. How about you? There is no sin too catastrophic that you've committed that you can't be forgiven of. Nothing. If you're convicted of it, you can be forgiven of it. Because the Holy Spirit's convicting you. If you're not convicted anymore, heaven help you. Romans 1 talks about those that God's given up. But that's not you. Now, Luke chapter 24, let's turn there. As we've been doing every week, we're piecing one story together using all of the Gospels. Luke chapter 24, verse 13. Luke 24, verse 13. Now behold, two of them were traveling the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And as they talked together of all these things which had happened, so it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained. King James says their eyes were holden, so that they did not know him, or they did not recognize him. Imagine that. The Lord Jesus himself starts walking with them and talking to them, and he's about to quiz them on their Bible knowledge. Verse 17.
And he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? That you don't know what's going on around here? Have you not known the things which happen there in these days? So Jesus says the most comical response in all of the Bible. What does he say? What things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us when they did not find his body. They came saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. All right, even worse yet. They had already heard the report that he was alive, and they still left town. And they knew it. Not that they hadn't heard. They were in the loop. They heard, and they still left. Imagine that. Remember, it's Resurrection Day.
Happy Resurrection Day. He's risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Come on, people. It's Resurrection Day. How about a little bit of zeal? I remember once in this church, 3 or 4 years ago, it was Resurrection Day. People are walking around like the hunchback in Notre Dame. Come on, people. It's Resurrection Day. Let's get excited. Jesus isn't in the grave anymore. This was their response here. He was mad at them. Why are you gloomy and sad? It's Resurrection Day. How about a little zeal? How about a couple of glory hallelujahs? The grave does not hold the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I serve, he gets me excited. We serve a risen Savior, hallelujah. Death and Hades is not your final resting place. He's going to raise you up from the dead. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. Death is not the final destination for you. Eternal life is. That gets me excited. And I can see by everyone's faces here, gets everyone here excited as well. It's going to go on sale one of these weeks, Sharon. I'll pay for it. Sharon's got her eyes on this gavel half the size of Texas. Thing's 20 feet high. All right. Now, let me contain my excitement. I don't know why. Okay. You're gloomy on Easter. Okay, now, these people were about to be corrected on their theology. Let's eavesdrop a little more in on this conversation. Now, verse 24, certain of those that were with us, they went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, look out. Now Jesus is going to blast them. And he's got his own gavel. Ready? Here it comes. Oh, fools and slow. He called them slow. Back when I was a kid, we called people slow too. But you can't say that word anymore. If I said what that word meant today, you'd run me out of the pulpit. He called them slow.
Well, so-and-so is a little slow.
Oh, fools and slow. Oh, fools, and slow of heart to believe, and all the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory? Now, beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now, if you've got a good Bible, in verse 27 of your Bible, you'll find more center column references than any verse in the entire Bible. It's right here. Beginning at Moses and the prophets, he showed them everything the Bible says about him. I got a list this big in one of my Bibles. Going all the way back, the first one in your Bible says Genesis 3:15 on it. And there it says, someone's coming one of these days and he's going to put the hurt on you, devil. That's the first one. God's got his gavel. Someone's going to put the hurt on you, son, and he's going to crush your head. And your power is going to be broken. Hallelujah. That's the first promise. He's coming. Numbers chapter 24, a pagan prophet says, I see him. I see him. But he's not near yet. Numbers chapter 24, that is. God told one of his own prophets, Micah, out of you, Bethlehem, will come forth the Messiah, and his goings forth are from all eternity. There's a promise, 200 years after David, so you can't say it was him, that someone is going to come, he's going to be born in Bethlehem, and he's not going to have a beginning. That's how you'll know who the Messiah is. When you find someone that comes out of Bethlehem that's never been born, you'll know who it is. Hallelujah. Do we have someone that fits that bill? See, this is the kind of stuff you show the scoffer that asks you, why do you believe this book? The Messiah is going to come out of Bethlehem and he's not going to have a beginning. And it's 200 years after David. And they found these in the Dead Sea Scrolls that were buried 150 years before anyone's ever heard of Jesus. You can't say Christians wrote it in later, because they already had this. They already had this. They already had where it said, they're going to gamble for my clothing. They already had where it said, they're going to pierce my hands and my feet. 200 years before anyone heard of Jesus, this stuff was buried in a cave. You can't say Christians added it later. These are the kind of stuff you say to these people that says, I don't believe any of that. Prove it. That's what we're looking at here tonight. Let's move forward, though. Another prophet says, behold, your king is coming, and he's riding on a donkey. That's how you'll recognize him. When you see someone riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, then you'll know your Messiah has come.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
My Savior leads me. Who have I to ask beside? How could I doubt his tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide?